Today is January 16th, 2018, and this is Tuesday, the most productive day on Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program, and this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You're the authority over everything in education, the God of beauty and creativity. You're the designer, the engineer of life, our faithful one and gracious, holy, 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 the intelligent designer. And you are Jesus, the keeper of my soul. You're the Lord of life itself, our Messiah, new with us right now, Lord, and the only wise God, powerful, and yet the one who quiets us with your love. You are the resurrection, and you are salvation to all who believe, the trusted one, and the unbelievably awesome Father. You are victory and wisdom, and you are the expert in everything. Lord, we want to yield to you and say yes to you, because you are the zenith over all life itself. Thank you, Father, for this new day and this opportunity. Thank you for Martin Luther King and all that he preached, Lord. What a great man, and what wisdom he yielded from you, Lord. Help us to be like him, to use the word of God to live our lives. We love you, Lord. We thank you and desire to serve our children today well and to bless them with the fruit of the Spirit. We thank you for all of this in the perfect, loving, and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we left off with the Canaanite woman on Friday. And so what was Jesus doing when he said these words? After Jesus told the Canaanite woman that he had come only for the house of Israel, she came back and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, the word of God, Matthew 15, verses 26 and 28. "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And Jesus said, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." The Word of God, Matthew 15, verses 26 to 28. Praise God for his powerful words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen "What Grace Is Mine," sung by Kristen Getty.
What grace is mine that he who dwells in endless light called through the night to find my distant soul, and from his scars poured mercy that would plead and in his name be known. So I will go wherever he is calling me. I lose my life to find my life in him. I give my all to gain hope that never dies. I bow my heart, take up my cross, and follow him.
What grace is mine that he who dwells in endless light called through the night to find my distant soul, and from his scars poured mercy that would plead for me that I might live and in his name be known. So I will go wherever he is calling me. I lose my life to find my life in him. I give my all to gain the hope that never dies. I bow my heart, take up my cross, and follow him. What grace is mine to know his breath alive in me? Beneath his wings my wakened soul may soar. All fear can flee, for death's dark night is overcome. My Savior lives and reigns forevermore. So I will go wherever he is calling me. I lose my life to find my life in him. I give my all to gain the hope that never dies. I bow my heart, take up my cross, and follow him. And that, my friends, were the powerful words of Jesus Christ in this beautiful hymn about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every day at 1:16 p.m. Today, we are going to be praying scripture from Psalm 19, verse 14. Let us pray today that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are pleasing to God. That's a powerful prayer. And whenever you pray scripture, you know you're praying truth. And so when 1:16 rolls around and you don't remember that prompt, you don't worry. Just pray. Pray for those that you see in your immediate presence. Pray for any of the problems at your school or the struggles, or give praise. Give praise and tell him how awesome he is for helping us in our most difficult situations. We pray, my friends, at exactly 1:16 each day, for it is from Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Can't wait to pray with you today at 1:16 p.m. You are definitely not alone. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of us out there praying every day in our schools. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his third series called The Fields of Faith. This one's called The Testing Coordinator. The scripture he chose is James 1, verse 3. You know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Clara Jenkins, a middle school counselor in the Atlantic public school system, knows all about high-stakes testing and education. She has served many years as the testing coordinator at Martin Luther King Middle School in Atlanta. The staff at MLK Middle School serves the most economically, intellectually, and spiritually impoverished student population in the district. Clara knows all the state standards and testing requirements, which seem to change daily and grow ever more complex and convoluted. She is ever vigilant regarding the latest email from the state education agency and the district testing administrators. The state testing procedures are never the same from year to year. Clara feels like she's in Las Vegas playing a shell game, constantly watching somebody roll a pea from under an uplifted shell to another. In her heart of hearts, she feels like people are gambling with children's lives with this testing, and it grieves her spirit. Clara has learned to play the shell game well. Her goal is to make the testing as small a burden upon the teachers and the administrators as possible, going above and beyond the minimum expectations for her role. Over the last 15 years, under her watch, MLK Middle School has never been cited or warned for any testing issues or violations. Beyond all this state-mandated testing, Clara knows there is a set of standards which don't change every year that are much more important for her and her students, parents, and staff to follow than the state standards and regulations. That is, the teaching of Jesus Christ, the one to whom she is truly, ultimately accountable for. Much more important things than academic testing procedures. Jesus has given her many tests in her life, especially in her youth, which she failed. Thankfully, she was forgiven and personally tutored by Jesus through godly mentors who encouraged her with the truth. Now she passes almost all the tests God gives her. Clara knows that her first love, Jesus, is the true testing coordinator of our lives. One of her favorite scriptures, which she has posted on her office door without the chapter name and verse noted, is a paraphrase from James 1, verse 3. Testing produces perseverance. In individual, small group, and whole grade counseling sessions, she teaches the youth that the trials and challenges going on in their homes and personal lives, as well as at school, are all tests. If they make the right choices during these tests, they will develop courage, strength, and perseverance, which will lead them to their hope and future. She teaches that making the right choices during these tests can bring greater life and a wealth of positive relationships, and ultimately, even economic wealth. She tells the students their real tests are not the annual state academic ones, but the ones that come when they are offered their first illegal drug by a family member or best friend, when they are invited into a gang, or when they are invited to have sex with someone. She teaches that wrong choices are forgiven, but may have consequences that last a lifetime. Clara was instrumental in helping establish the first Christian student group at MLK 10 years ago, which now has over 50 students who meet before school on Wednesdays in the band room. Several youth pastors from the community churches are there to guide and mentor the student leaders. There is a group of 7 or 8 of these students that meet and pray together in various halls throughout the building prior to school starting each day. These bold students also pass out Urban Youth Bibles. Clara has been the facilitator of a staff encouragement, a share, care, and prayer group at MLK for just over 12 years. 5 to 7 teachers meet on Mondays after school for 30 to 60 minutes, the majority of that time being spent in prayer. The day before state testing begins, this group of teachers meet to pray. They commit the students, the test, and one another onto God. Clara anoints their hands with anointing oil, and then they fan out across the school. Clara anoints the doorposts of every room, and the other teachers place their hands on the desks of all the students who will be taking a test that next day. They all quietly pray as they do this. If they meet other teachers in their rooms, they ask these teachers if they want a prayer. In the last 5 years, no teacher ever turned one of them down. The encouragement group teachers then gather back in the library to pray until the Holy Spirit releases them. Year after year, a sense of calm and peace fills MLK Middle School during state testing. Although MLK often fails just short of the district and state standards, it is always one of the highest achieving schools when compared to schools with similar student demographics. It is also the least violent of all the inner-city Atlanta schools. It is way ahead of most schools, however, in staff obedience to the standards established by Jesus Christ, thanks to one educator who boldly walks out her faith in God in her professional life. Clara is not just her school's testing coordinator. More importantly, she is God's testing coordinator as well. The prayer. Lord, thank you for increasing our perseverance through testing. Please forgive us and tutor us when we fail the test that you give us in our professional lives. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's quote comes from Garrison Keillor. Anyone who thinks sitting in church can make you a Christian must also think that sitting in a garage can make you a car. Oh, now, as we close out our time, I would love to remind you of the precious words of Jesus the Christ today from Matthew 15, verses 26 and 28. It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." Oh, dear Father, what precious words Jesus brings to us. What hope. Let us be people of great faith, and let us persevere in knowing you and showing you. We love you, Lord, adore you, and thank you for this day. In the merciful name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.